You know, a couple of years ago, the Riverhead Town Police Department wanted to shut down some businesses. This was during the pandemic, if you remember. And it was an instance in which, you know, if you were a non-essential type of business during the pandemic, guess what? You got a mandate to shut it down from the former governor, Andrew Cuomo. This is a business at the time was in operation. I think it was like 17 years. And we had the owner on, Denise Delaquila, operates a great salon over there in the great town of Jamesport. And nice enough to give us an update here on a Wednesday. We welcome Denise to the airwaves. You know, it's interesting when we spoke with you, we heard from you a couple of weeks ago. Time flies, right? This was going back into 2020, and look how everything has kind of changed somewhat. But, man, I'll tell you, Denise, good to have you. How everything was kind of mandated in place. Businesses was suffering left and right, including yours. Give us an idea what was going on then. Where are you at today? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you very much for having me. So that was amazingly 3 years ago. And it was just another hurdle we had to get over as a small business. You know, unfortunately, I would never have expected something like that. But, you know, as we all know, there were a lot of things we didn't expect. And we overcame it. And we do what we do. And this past Wednesday on St. Patrick's Day, we celebrated our 20th year in business.
And unbelievable. So yeah, that is all in all, the governor mandates a shutdown of all non-essential businesses during the pandemic. By the way, a voluntary recommendation and not an enforceable law. Is that correct?
Yes.
So in essence, that was the case. The Riverhead Town Police Department kind of offered a different viewpoint, if you can explain to the audience.
Well, I think, you know, what happened was they were given guidance from the upper command, and I think they had to try and set a precedent. But unfortunately, you know, it was, I think it was poor judgment on their part. But I understand why they had to do what they did. But it was very unfair because there were many businesses that were open. There were businesses open in our shopping center that had their curtains drawn. And it was clear that they were doing customers. You know, but Jay, I mean, we all know that the world is not fair. And life is not fair, and that was the hand we were dealt, and it was a tough one. But you know, as an owner and an entrepreneur, you have to be resilient. You have to be able to maneuver, and you have to be able to overcome obstacles. And clearly, this was an obstacle that we overcame. And I really try and not have any anger or animosity because, you know, the police are, you know, they really were trying to do their job. However, believe me, I was quite annoyed. And it was harrowing being in a courtroom with criminals, to be honest with you. But the finest steel gets sent through the hottest furnace. That's all I could say. And we have overcome that.
Yeah, and it got to the point where four police officers paid Denise a visit and basically said to her that if you open, very next day this was, folks, back in March of 2020, that they were going to arrest Denise and if her husband was there too. So, in essence, the very next day, what happened? Tell the audience.
Well, the very next day, we did not open, and it was we only opened 2 weeks prior to when we were allowed to open. We never, ever went to anyone's house. We abided by the rules and the laws. You know, like we always have. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I'm 62 years old. I've never broken the law. But it was a harrowing time for everyone, and everyone was on edge. And all I'm happy to say is I'm glad it's over. We survived, and we're celebrating our 20-year anniversary. And you know, when you are focused and you have an unwavering devotion to your mission statement and your clients and your and each other, there's nothing that you can't accomplish. And that's my story, and that is how I feel throughout my whole entire life. So when you're in the right, no one can stop you.
No doubt about it. And you reached out to a lot of people, right? I mean, did you get any response from some of the officials that you reached out to? You know, trying to look for a little guidance there at the time. Anything?
Yeah, you know, I did try to call Lee Zeldin's office, but to no avail. You know, I don't think anyone really wanted to touch the situation. They didn't want to mess around with government, so to speak. And again, you know, that's okay. That was the hand that we were dealt. I couldn't get any help. I had to seek counsel. And in the end, you know, it was thrown out because that there was no warrant for it. There was no reason for it. It was basically, you know, like a smoke and mirrors kind of thing. And listen, I hope to never, ever have to talk about that or go through anything like that again.
Boy, you ain't kidding. You and me both. I mean, just a harrowing time for all. But
right.
You know what? The lining is, silver lining is 20 years of celebration. That's got to be a pretty good accomplishment.
Yes. Very, very. I mean, 50% of our clients have been coming since the beginning. You know, my staff, 20 years, 18 years, 16 years. I choose to look at what greatness we've achieved and how many people we make happy every single day. And I'm not looking back at the terrible times. I'm learning from them. And you know what, Jay? I would do it all over again because I stand strong in my principles and I will not deviate from that ever for anyone. And so I'm on the thankful end, and I'm on the grateful end. I have a wonderful staff. My husband is my business partner. I have wonderful children, and I have a nice friend in you who offers for me and my salon, our salon, to be on and talk about just everyday things that happen to small business owners and people in general. You know, it's important to overcome your obstacles, and everyone has some. And some are great, and some are small, and you just have to keep going.
No question. And you certainly have, and hopefully another 20 years as well in store for the great Delicillo Salon on the main
Thanks,
road in
Jay.
Jamesport. Keep us updated on everything, okay? Great having you.
I will, Jay. You're the best. Thank you.